This is the Pacifica National Board Personnel Committee meeting of Monday, June 23rd, 2008. It is 8:45 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm the chair, Jack Van Aken. Welcome. Thank you for listening, those of you that are listening to the web stream or the archive. And thank you, everyone, for being here. This meeting is hereby called to order. Doc, would you be willing to serve as secretary again? Note taker?
Sure, be happy to.
Okay, you ready to call the roll?
Okay. Mia?
Present.
AC?
Yes, here.
Kathy?
Here.
Jack?
Present.
Star? Sophia? And Doc, present.
And Margaret is not present.
And Margaret, I'm sorry, yes.
Okay. Thank you. Would anyone like to serve as timekeeper?
I'll volunteer. This is Mia.
Okay, great, Mia. Thank you.
Now, the subject that we're discussing, any of it, I guess, some of it's confidential?
Yes, and...
I don't think we should bypass that.
Right.
I mean, you know, this is
yeah,
a confidential matter, so it should be kept that way.
I think when we get to that area, then we should go to closed session, and it might be most convenient to take care of all the public business first and then go to closed session, and we can let John just go and continue. We won't have to call him back. That's okay.
Okay.
So, in this first agenda I sent out, I forgot to include approve agenda. So, we're going to need to look at the agenda. I have for number two approved minutes. That could be number three after approve agenda. So, it could be number one call to order, number two. Approve agenda, which we are at, number three, approve minutes. And then when we move on to the CFO evaluation finalization, because we're hoping to get the survey out next month, I see three components to this. First, something has come to my attention. I've discussed with a couple of you the issue that we discussed about limiting the survey and not including LSB members. There's a problem with that, and I want to at least revisit it by a discussion and see if we can come to a conclusion about how to proceed. So I would make that 3A. And then for 3B, if we could consider a timeline for the survey response from the surveyees and response from the board has to process that information via our committee, and then perhaps a response from the evaluatee. So that would be, timeline would be 3B. And then for 3C, there have been some concerns from the CFO that he sent to us. This is the item about the questions in the survey, and this is the item that I think we should go into closed session for. So what I would like to do is to make this the agenda for this meeting. A and B would be an open session, and then for C we go into closed session and delete the CFO and ED job descriptions item number, which was number four altogether, because I think we're just not going to get to it.
Chair, this is Mia.
Mia?
Yeah. This was a meeting to continue the agenda. So
yes.
We don't need to approve it.
Oh.
So what we need is 2/3 to amend those things that you just said. I have no objection. I'm just to point out that this is an amendment to a continued agenda.
Okay, that point of procedure is well taken. So we can, are there any objections to what I propose?
No.
Okay, hearing none. Are there any, I guess, if there's no objections to what I suppose, I guess we go to a vote and it's approved, unless somebody Okay. So then we'll proceed to approve the minutes, which Doc has graciously sent out just recently. Everyone should have it in their email.
So moved, and I think Evelyn did a wonderful job. It's very succinct, very clear, and it captures what we're supposed to capture during the taking of minutes.
Yeah,
excellent.
Thank you very much. Okay, so
I appreciate it. Thank you.
A motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Is there any objections? Okay, hearing none, the minutes are approved. All right, so we can move on then to 3A. The problem that I now see that I didn't occur to me before, and apparently didn't occur to anyone in discussion, was that by excluding the LSB members, we're also excluding the new directors from the survey. And I think that that is going to be a problem. And the reason for that is that the survey period ends on December 1, 2007, and the new directors didn't come on until January or later, and there wouldn't be any basis for directors to evaluate the CFO except as LSB members. So what I'm looking at is a problem. I have a feeling that this will be Kathy, you're a new director, I'm a new director. I mean, how do you feel about it? Do you mind if I put you on the spot?
Well, I think at the last meeting I advocated that the LSBs could make a relevant contribution. I certainly, at this point, feel that I could make a relevant contribution. It hadn't occurred to me that that anything would have excluded the new directors. I certainly think that that is a major problem if that ends up being the case.
Yeah. Does anyone else have a comment?
Nia, go ahead. I'm also a new director. It goes through December of 07?
December 1st of 07, correct.
December 1st of 07. So I'm trying to understand, if it goes through December 1st of 07, why would we, like I said, I'm also a new director, why would we be evaluating him?
Well, that's the problem.
This is that.
Technically it's a problem, but I think that was that Doc?
Yes.
Yeah, did you want to speak?
As new directors, will you not get to evaluate him as a part of the PNB?
No, that's the problem. Because we were not directors during the time of the evaluation, what happened last time was the new directors got to evaluate by virtue of having been LSB members during that time frame. I mean, I see this as something that if we propose it to the PNB, it's going to be shot down immediately.
Possibly, maybe possibly we could propose that the full PNB, as it stands right now, be allowed to take that evaluation, and that would include the new directors. Since we had difficulty seating directors for various reasons.
Yeah.
But because of that, we could maybe put forth a resolution that the full PNB, as it consists right now, because all directors have been seated, would be who would be doing the evaluation. And that would include the new directors.
This is Nia. I would like to comment on this, Doc, please.
I have Kathy and Nia and anyone else.
AC,
why don't you weigh in? We haven't heard from you on it.
Well, I think I'm third, right? So it's okay.
Yeah, but I think
oh.
you haven't spoken to this issue, so I'm going to bump you up.
Well, let me say this. It's certainly, when you say new directors, you're talking about the new PNB members, right?
Correct.
Right. I think that the new PNB members, let's assume they come on in January of whatever year they are due to come on, well, the first of the year, well, they would not have even met with him. They wouldn't even know his name. So that doesn't seem to me to make sense to have them participate in the evaluation. I think I would agree with what Evelyn is saying, which is to the ones that have been on for a while, you know, like the ones that have been seated, we should allow time for them to, you know, I don't know what we want to set as a time frame, whether it's 3 months or 6 months or whatever, but at least they should know something about the person that they evaluate, and otherwise they're going on hearsay. And I know I wouldn't accept that kind of evaluation from anyone if I was the ED or the CFO. If you didn't know, hardly know my name, it wouldn't make sense for you to have the authority to evaluate me on my work performance. How would you know anything about it other than what you hear from somebody else? So, I just think either we should... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Was that Doc?
Go ahead.
Doc, were you asking to put on the stack?
I think that was Kathy.
Oh, okay. Kathy, well, I have a stack, and it goes Nia, Kathy, I think, and Doc, if she's interested.
No, I'm not.
No, okay, fine. Okay, Nia.
I'm just trying to make sure that I heard correctly. I think Evelyn said the last time this was done that it was extended to include the new directors to do the evaluation, because I'm thinking if it's for a period certain. So are we now extending the evaluation period to, let's say, May of 08? I'm just asking so that I can understand what the process is and what is it that we are charged to do.
Were you asking me a question, Nia?
Yes.
Okay, I was not saying that we extended it previously. But previously, it included the LSB, the last time the evaluation was done. And the response from more than half of the LSBs was, the members, they really did not work with Lonnie enough to feel like they can answer most of the questions in the evaluation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so this time we decided to not include the LSBs. Because Lonnie primarily works with the general manager, finance committee, and the business manager. And the LSBs get their information via finance committee and business managers, general managers more than anything. They don't really have a close working relationship with the CFO.
May I continue, Chair?
Oh, okay, go on, Mia.
Yeah, so Evelyn really, she actually repeated what she said earlier. But she's absolutely correct. I agree with her. And I still say I don't think that we should include the LSB because we would now be extending his period of evaluation, which I don't... Is that what we want to do, Jack?
No. I don't think we should extend the period of evaluation because it still wouldn't solve the problem because the new directors still would not have been in place for the majority of that period.
Right. So that's why I'm speaking strongly against including the LSB members. It is what it is, you know, and that's the way it goes.
Okay. Kathy?
I was just thinking as this conversation is going on that I'm very glad that this is a public session and that this is being said in the public session, because to me, what's being expressed here is a clear bias. Clearly, the LSBs were included. Following a certain election, the LSBs have been excluded. Now we're talking about, oh, the new directors are, you're, it seems to me that you're leading up to the new directors also being excluded. So to me, that represents a clear bias of this committee, if that's what we're talking about. And the presumption that the LSB members have had no contact with Lonnie is just that. It's a presumption. Not based in truth.
Well, may I respond?
Nia, what's your point of order?
You do not impugn motive?
Yeah, I have to say, Kathy, it is speaking to motive to say that people are biased. So I'll please ask you not to do that. We could talk about bias coming into the evaluation process and being a bad thing, but to say that individual members of the committee are biased in other words, you can say that the process, if it's conducted this way, could take on the appearance of bias. You can't say that individuals are exhibiting bias. See what I'm saying?
Well, however you want to word it or advise me to word it, my meaning is clear. You know, that this action is biased against a certain group of people based on an election. You know, that things are being changed after the fact that was fine to happen before. So, and to say that, to make a presumption about an LSB's connection or contact or ability to contribute to this process, what is that saying about that LSB person? Is that not a presumption? Is that not saying, presuming something about the LSB? Is that any different than what I did? To presume that the LSBs are not capable or not involved?
May I respond to that, Jack?
I'll let AC respond. Go ahead.
See, first of all, I think you, with all due respect, incorrect on that, because the LSB, as the over half of the people stated last time, had never had any contact with the person. So you can't invite people to make an evaluation that could have an impact on someone's job or someone's reputation without that person having had some experience with that person, that is to say, working with that person. So that's what we're talking about. It's not a question of being biased. I think it was a mistake the last time when we included that. And you have the raw evidence where most people decided against it. So the fact that we didn't feel that this should be done is by no means biased. It's just simply a matter of recognizing a reality. And that reality is, if they have no working experience with them, how can they participate in the evaluation? And secondly, certainly we're not talking about the new people who have been elected to that. It's just a matter of how much time we want to associate so that people would have time to evaluate the person. I think it's a question of fairness, not a question of bias.
Jack,
of fairness to whom?
Was that
Doc? This is Evelyn. Jack, may I get on the chat, please?
Yeah, okay, Evelyn, I'll call on you. Was there somebody else that wanted to speak? Was it Nia? No? Okay, Evelyn, you have the floor.
The most critical piece is to ensure that there is a fairness to the employees in terms of that evaluation. We're talking about a job evaluation, not a personality evaluation, as to whether, you know, we've had dialogue or whatever. We're talking about a working environment where an employee is being evaluated. And generally, employees are evaluated by those people who have direct responsibility for working with that employee. The LSBs, for the most part, do not work directly with the CFO. And one of the things that we did last year also was the stipulation was that the evaluations would go out to people who had been involved in working with the CFO during that time period that we were evaluating it. And for some, on the PNB, that excluded them. And it wasn't about being biased. It was that they had not had contact with the CFO in order to do that evaluation. It was the same way for the ED. There was a time period stipulation. And in fact, in many cases with the LSB, it had to be looked at to figure out, well, who exactly was on the LSB at the time who may have had contact, because the evaluation went out after the election and some people weren't seated on the LSB anymore. So, you know, it turned out that the LSBs really did not provide that much input into the CFO evaluation, because most of them, even the ones who were still seated, had not had any working or ongoing contact as job-related with the CFO. And that was the reason for making the determination this time. And as it relates to the PNB, the evaluation was sent to PNB members who were seated at the time, during that time period for the evaluation. It didn't go to everybody, to all the PNB members, because some of them were, like the new members, brand new, coming in, and had not worked with the CFO. So, you know, it's very difficult, but part of it has to be a determination through the HR department also as to the fairness of the evaluation as it relates to who exactly is included. Because it's not about how we feel about it. It's about making sure that the CFO, the employee, is being evaluated fairly based on job, you know, his hiring contract.
Okay.
This is Kathy. When you're done, I'd like to respond to just something you said.
Well, okay.
I'm not really trying to do this to say we should exclude anybody. I'm just stating that the employee is the one who really we need to look at in terms of fairness.
I understand. But I just wanted, may I speak? I'm sorry,
okay,
was I out of turn?
Go ahead, yeah, and I want to say something.
No, it's just that you said something, and this was also said the last time, something about this not being about personalities, as if to presume that members of the LSB have some kind of axe to grind, it's going to be a personal attack. It seems like that's the presumption of what's being assumed here. I don't
that is not what's being assumed.
I think you've got a really bad idea
about what people are thinking here.
Okay. Okay. Doc, I'd like to ask
you. I'm sorry, Jack.
Forgive me. I'm looking at this as strictly as an ethical question. And if, say, that this committee had agreed, not unanimously by any means, that the LSBs would be included. And then I'm suddenly looking at a political scenario where that means the new directors are excluded. And the truth of the matter is, to then turn around and include the LSB members as a way to get the new directors into the process sort of through the back door doesn't really seem legitimate to me now. And as I think about it more or less on the spot, I find it hard to justify. I mean, either the LSBs are relevant to this evaluation or they're not, and the new directors are only directors for a period that doesn't, you know, that comes after the evaluation period. So
That's right.
I think we just have to, I'm inclined now to think that we just have to stay with it, although I think it's going to get bumpy when the national board meets on Friday, because I think a lot of new directors want to be participating in this evaluation survey.
Right.
But the survey period doesn't include, our tenure as directors.
Because it's an annual evaluation.
It seems to me we can make an adjustment to where it would. I mean, that would be better than including a whole class of people who have no experience dealing with this CFO or the ED or whatever.
But I don't know how we adjust the timeline to make it fair if we're starting from December 1 of 06, even if you take it up till June 1st. then the new directors still won't cover the majority of that period.
Well, the question is, would you give the person time to get, you know, would you give that person 3 months or something, time to be able to make an evaluation? I mean, we certainly can't go in and have someone make an evaluation with no experience.
Delay the survey, say, 3 months? Does that work?
I don't think that's fair to Lonnie. I'm sorry.
I was just about to ask to speak. Yeah.
Oh, okay, Nia, go ahead.
Yeah, Evelyn said that is not fair to any employee, and I think we need to be very careful. What is the evaluation period, like I said minutes ago? What's the period? Or why are we extending the period? Like it says, I won't be able to complete one because I was not on the board. I want to make that crystal clear. So there's no self-interest here on my part. But I am thinking about the foundation. What is the CFO's evaluation period?
Point of information.
Kathy, what's your point?
Well, exactly how many directors are on the PNB that were there at that time period, and how many will necessarily be excluded from all the listening, from all the stations? So what is this valuation going to be reduced to? Five people? Two people?
Well, it will be open to directors who were in place at the time.
And how many are there?
But from BAI, all directors are new, I believe. From PFW, we have one new director, so that's five. You go to Houston, what do we have? Two are new. Is that right, Doc?
Yes.
Because I know they've gone and come back, but...
Yeah, but this time we have two new people.
You have two new people, so that's 5, 6, 7. In LA, we have three new people, so that's 10. And when you go to Berkeley, we have three new people, so that's 13. So that means 13 members of the current board, and then you would add one affiliate director, too. So there would be 14 members of the current national board who would not be participating in the survey for the 07 evaluation.
But the point of information, but that is also balanced off by sending it out. If my memory serves me correctly, Evelyn, that for the EDs, it was sent to people who were no longer on the LSBs, and they completed the survey. So it should be 24 people, It doesn't matter how you slice it, it's 24 people, just that not all 24 might be current members.
This is Kathy.
Yes.
I would reject wholeheartedly that scenario. You're accepting evaluation from members who are no longer on the PNB, rejecting a good half of the current PNB members under what I consider to be the presumption that those members are not able to make a fair evaluation. And I think that disenfranchises the listeners
who elected to these boards
from doing their jobs.
Yeah, it's just a question of the time period.
We're intelligent people.
May I get on the fact deck, please?
Okay, I'll call on Doc.
Okay, my last comment. I really believe that the HR director needs to participate in this determination. That's why we have an HR director. And I really think that her input is important in deciding and helping to just have the correct information as to how we should go about doing this.
Okay. Is that a motion to request?
Yes, it is. I move that we ask input from our HR director, Dominga.
Okay.
And then make a determination from there.
second the motion.
Okay. Good. Is there any need for discussion on this? I mean, I think we fully discussed the background.
Yes, I have. I need some clarification.
Yeah.
Point of order, Chair.
Nia, say your point of order, please.
Okay. I missed the number of minutes that were allocated to this particular thing.
We didn't allocate minutes, and I appointed a timekeeper without giving minutes to these items.
Right.
Why don't we give it 20 minutes? Are we there yet?
Okay. We started at, was it 8:50?
8:45.
By the time we called the roll and we started discussing this,
yeah.
It was about 8:50.
About 8:50, yeah.
Right. So that would be at 20 minutes, Chair.
Okay. So there's a motion on the floor to consult with Dominga on this issue.
I wasn't clear on the motion. This is Kathy.
Okay. It's to submit the question of whether to include the new PNB directors in the survey, vis-a-vis by virtue of being LSB members or by virtue of being new directors, what her advice would be to deal with this issue.
Okay.
How to proceed.
So does that mean that we're going to proceed based on what Dominga says?
No, we'll bring the
her
recommendation back to the committee, I think.
Okay.
That's your intent, Nia, to bring the her recommendation back to the committee?
That was my intent to bring it back.
I just
want to make sure that we stay within the confines of proper HR protocol.
Exactly. Okay, great. All right, do we need to go to a vote on this? Is there any objection to Doc's motion? Okay, hearing none, it's approved. And the next item, I'm going to give this 10 minutes if there's no objection. It's just that we need to think about a timeline for what will happen once the survey goes out. Doc, do you recall how many? I keep calling on Doc because she was the chair of the committee and she's been active in the personnel committee for the last, I think, 2 years.
Feels like 60.
Yeah. What was the timeline like for the responses from the survey? How long did we give people to respond?
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Yeah, we got it out and we gave them. It was a 2 week turnaround. It ended up 2 weeks. I think we started out with it being 7 days and then we extended it because that we had incorrect email addresses for some people and to make sure that everybody got it and had time to do it and then mail it back. We were at 2 weeks.
Okay, and then I think the committee will need to, you know, tabulate this data and work out a procedure for processing what we get. There will be comments as well as numbers, and have to produce a summary document.
Yes.
That would be presentable to the board.
What we did last year, Jack, they got a temp to come in and type up all of the write-in comments. Because there were a lot of them. And the HR person, and that actually is how Dominga came on board at the beginning of the CFO evaluation.
Yeah.
She worked with that process in terms of tabulating and getting the other person and how to make sure everything was secure and not just kind of, you know, out there when it was sent in. We also suggested that this time it go to a lockbox instead of just being mailed into the national office.
Mm-hmm. Into a lockbox or a P.O. box?
A P.O.
box.
Yes.
Good. And I imagine 2 weeks, because if you haven't responded in 2 weeks, it's lost, right?
Either lost,
yeah.
Or you decided not to do
yeah.
it. Because some people did choose not to send them back.
And then if the committee then creates a summary of the survey, that can be presented to the national board.
Yes.
And if the board approves it, then it can be submitted to the evaluatee, the CFO, for a
yes.
response.
Yes.
There were other components to the prior evaluation process that seemed, in hindsight, very ambitious, and I think were never completed. I'm very leery of trying to get into all of that stuff that we see in the, it's called the document called Mapping the Entire Process.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it includes a survey, and then an interviews with various staff and committee chairs and treasurers, and it just, yeah, it never happened, and frankly, it does sound like an awful lot of logistics to wade through, and hoping not to fail to complete this process, I think that maybe we should stick with the processing the survey, submitting a summary to the board, an opportunity for the evaluatee to respond, and maybe complete it thereby. Does anyone have any comment on that proposal?
And I think that after the response by the, once we give it to the employee, does that include the recommendation part and then his response, or do we wait for his response and then overall recommendation by the board?
I know that what we've done here is that we, after the board approves the evaluation, it goes to the employee. So after
okay.
it's essentially final, and then we get
gotcha.
A response.
Okay.
Point of information, I'm sorry, I wasn't
yeah.
clear.
Kathy, what's your point?
You said that after the board completes the evaluation?
Yes.
It goes to the ED?
To the CFO. And it would also go to the employee, was what we were saying. We didn't mention the ED
yeah.
at this point. It's actually a board evaluation, so I don't know. I'm not sure why it would go to the ED. Would it?
The ED participates in the evaluation, but the board makes the recommendation.
Yeah. It's a board evaluation. I imagine
right.
it goes into the personnel file.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Point of information?
Yeah, Kathy?
What is the point of the evaluation?
What is the purpose of the evaluation?
Yes.
The purpose of the
working.
Evaluation, we're getting into a higher level discussion. I think it's a way to track. And
I will
AC,
vote for
you. You're talking? I think it's a way to track progress and to create a record of and a history of an employee's progress with the organization, and it also provides an opportunity for the evaluators to set goals. In this case, it's the board set goals, make recommendations, and in the subsequent evaluation to follow up on. Those goals. Does anyone have something to add? Off the top of my
head. How does giving it to the ED conflict with those goals?
Well, as a member of the board, the ED would be receiving the evaluation anyway. I don't know. I mean, it's not as though it won't be accessible to the ED if it's in the personnel file. I believe.
And actually, Jack, this is Evelyn.
Yeah.
Actually, the ED does participate because the ED is a member of the board, actually, not a voting member. And
the information
on the review part.
Yeah.
Point of information also.
Wait, okay, but let Evelyn finish, please.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Participates in the evaluation and the review with the board, and so has input into the recommendations, although the ED doesn't vote on the recommendations.
Yeah, I just wonder, is the ED included as national office staff as a survey?
Well, the ED is included as the ED.
Oh.
It says the ED, the national staff. That's the list.
Oh, okay. Okay, Kathy, what was your point of information?
Well, the ED wasn't here in that time period either.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So if you're going to have that strict definition, wouldn't that also exclude the ED?
That is my reason for asking for the HR input.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree that the ED was not here in that for the time in question. Do we have anything else to say about the timeline? It sounds 2 weeks sounds reasonable to me. Okay.
Okay. Do we need a motion? I move that 2 weeks be the time period for the evaluation.
We could say that there would be a 2 week response time.
Yes.
So Evelyn, are you going to move that there be a 2 week response time?
Yes. I move that we have a 2 week response time for the evaluation, for sending it out and getting it returned.
Okay. Is there any need for
we don't need a second, but I agree. This is it.
Yeah.
The 10 minutes are up, Chair.
Okay. Well, we can go to a vote.
Point of information, please.
Okay.
This is Kathy.
The
2 week return time, is that to complete the survey?
Yes.
As completing the questions, or is that to complete the survey as in functionally making the evaluation?
No, just for participants, they get the survey form in the mail, and they respond. They have 2 weeks to respond.
You mean answering the survey?
Answering.
Okay.
Sending it back. Filling it out and sending it back. They have 2 weeks.
Time.
All right. If we can go to a vote, is there any objection to Evelyn's motion?
Can you read it, please?
I move that the response time for the CFO evaluation be a 2 week time period from the date that it's sent out to the date that it is returned to calculation for review.
Are we all clear? Is there any objection to the motion? Okay, hearing none, that's approved. We can move on to our closed session item. John, are you there?